Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And our next segment here, we're going to talk with Nicole Trolio. She's the business manager at Fort Riley's Spare Time Interactive Entertainment. They're having their grand opening here. Nicole, first of all, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you betcha here. So tell me a little bit more about the Spare Time Interactive Entertainment facility here. What's it all about?
So we wanted to bring some new element to our Fort Riley soldiers, civilians, and their families, and also wanted to include the outside communities as well. So put a little spin on it and to kind of get away from just having, you know, the traditional type of bowling facility. We wanted to add some new interactive entertainment for people to enjoy. Everything from indoor glow putt-putt golf to golf simulators to a tailgate zone to watch football games and hang out and play a little cornhole. So lots of different new things for everybody to get excited about.
Great. How long is this renovation? Is it a renovation that took place?
Yes, it was a renovation that took place. It's been ongoing for a little over 2 years. I've been a part of it for a year and a half. So, man, we are excited for the plastic to come down and for it to be revealed for everybody today.
Okay, so the grand opening is happening today.
Yes.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about some of the amusements and attractions. You mentioned a couple of them here.
Yeah. So across the board, 18 holes of indoor glow putt-putt, sports themed. We have two batting cages, which is going to have baseball and softball, fast pitch and slow pitch. We've got an indoor sports simulator that has hockey, soccer, golf, football, baseball, and a little bit of golf. We also have two golf simulators, which are very interesting because not only are you able to see where you're hitting the ball and to play a lot of different courses, but it also has a hydraulic floor. So it's raising and tilting to actually feel like you're standing, you know, on the landscape that you're actually on. As I said before, we do have a tailgate zone, so it's got AstroTurf and a 250-inch Megatron television to watch your Chiefs or your K-State football team on the Megatron with some cornhole, life-size Jenga, a really interesting tailgate game called called Foaling, which is a combination between football and bowling. So
wow.
Very interesting. We also have a little spot. It's called the parking lot that has old-timey cars that you can come and eat your pizza and take some pictures and just hang out and watch the game.
Well, the great thing about this facility is that it's not limited to just those on base. Anyone can come out and check it out.
Absolutely. If you do not have a Department of Defense ID, anybody is more than welcome to come to the visitor center. Just need to bring an ID. They'll get you checked in, normally less than 15 minutes, hopefully if traffic's a little bit lower, or if not, and you have a friend who maybe is stationed on the installation or whatnot, we have a handy-dandy Trusted Travelers program that you can tag along with them to come on to the installation and come and enjoy the facility.
It's a pretty big football game, as you mentioned, this weekend. The Chiefs are playing the Patriots for a chance to go to the big game in Atlanta here, the AFC Championship coming up. Imagine that's going to be maybe a popular venue for people in the Manhattan area to, if they're not going to go brave the cold in the stadium, go watch on the big screen out there.
Yeah, this I'm telling you, until you actually stand in it, not only with the Megatron, but there's a huge mural behind. And when you walk down into this area, it literally makes you feel like you're standing in a stadium. So definitely very interesting. We've got a lot of lawn types of chairs out there, so you have a cup holder for your beverage and a way to kind of move around and hang out and play some tailgate games while you watch the game. So it's a definitely must-see if you're interested in watching a big game like that, or just to come and hang out and have your kids or your friends come and spend some time with you.
All right. Tell us, what can people expect if they're going to come out there this weekend, maybe check it out? How much are they expecting to pay here for family entertainment here?
So we are doing the grand opening today. The building will open around 3:45. We're going to do a fantastic reveal 4 o'clock, and then we'll let the floodgates out. And for the rest of the day today until 9 o'clock, tomorrow, Friday, from 11 to midnight, Saturday from 11 to midnight, and Sunday from 12 until 10, because we want to accommodate those Chiefs fans. Every activity from the batting cages to the bowling to the simulators are going to be free for all of the community to use.
Excellent. Well, that's a good word for a lot of folks out there, and just kind of entice them to come check it out.
Yeah, especially with it being cold outside, it gives you a nice warm place to come and hang out.
Very cool. Nicole, as far as where the facility is located at, where at on base can we find it?
So it's going to be located up on the hill. It's formerly known as Custer Hill Bowling Center. So it's building 7485 Normandy Drive. So pretty easy to get to, whether you live down in the housing community or in Junction or Manhattan, Kansas. So definitely lots of different avenues to get right up there and not an issue. And we've got tons of parking for everybody. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And normal hours are going to be what?
So the normal hours are Wednesday through Sunday, but we definitely wanted to make sure to accommodate our football fans. So until the big game on February 3rd, on Sundays, we're going to be extending our hours until 10 o'clock so everybody can come out and watch their favorite team.
Excellent. And it's spare time interactive entertainment on Fort Riley. Formerly the Custer Hill Bowling Center. This has got to be just a complete revamp of this whole operation then, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. When I first got there, literally this where we took out some of the lanes and wanted to expand and give more opportunities for our internal and external customers to come and have something more to do. It was just a concrete bunker, really. So now to kind of walk in there and get the feeling of what you feel when you walk into this stadium type of, experience, it's you just don't know what it feels like until you walk into it. So you definitely want to come check it out.
All right. Again, lots of stuff coming up, free events all weekend, and the big game, obviously, on the 250-inch screen, is that right?
Yes.
The Jumbotron type screen.
You definitely
screen.
Want one of those in your man cave.
Wouldn't that be nice? Well, do you have any other events maybe you'd like to share with us that will be coming up over the next couple weeks there?
So, yeah, we're going to do a Super Bowl party. We're going to have some good events, good food to come out and everybody hang out and watch the game in a nice warm place. So we've got that coming up, and then we've got some other fun stuff that we're going to be doing, some reveals. We're going to kind of open some things in phases. So over the next couple months, we'll have some other things to include in all of this tailgate stuff. So,
gosh, it sounds like so much fun. You really could pack the kids up, take them out, and probably have all kinds of family fun in it.
Yeah, I think the great thing about this facility is that, if you want to come and let's say, you only have an hour before you have to get to an event or a game or whatnot, you can come and enjoy a round of putt-putt golf with your family and then come back the next weekend and do something totally different. So you can make a short time of it, a long time of it, but it definitely gives you the sense that if you came back every weekend, there's always something, there's always something more to do.
And again, I should mention probably visitors who do not have a Department of Defense ID card can get a pass at the Visitor Control Center near the Henry Gate, exit 301 off of I-70. That's under the Trusted Traveler Pilot Program. So that's a pretty good deal there, and nice to know that it's open to anybody.
Yeah, I think some people get kind of distracted about the fact that, it's a military installation or whatnot, but I have friends who aren't associated with the military, and they'll come and get a little pass, and they tell me it doesn't take very long at all. So, definitely want to encourage people to come out and try it out. And the good thing is that, doesn't take very long, so all you have to do is hop in there and come see us.
All right. Spare Time Interactive Entertainment, the new facility, a newly renovated facility there on Fort Riley. Nicole Trolio, business manager there, has been our guest. Thank you for sharing it, and good luck. Hopefully it goes really well for you.
Thanks, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see everybody this weekend.
All right. That's going to do it here for In Focus here on News Radio KMN. Dave, I'll turn it back to you.
All right, Brandon, thank you much, and appreciate the show this morning and your work as always. Coming up tomorrow on KMAN's In Focus, it'll be Friday. John Joe with Research and Extension will be here talking about some 4-H stuff, and we'll have some folks here on behalf of the Riley County Senior Service Center as well. Clark, Rush, Dan Patrick, the game, Manhattan High Basketball, on the way at K-Man today.